Right, come on, let's go and see Sally then. You'll have to come out this way because there's lots of cars on the road. One, two, three. Be careful and walk. Oh, it's very pretty. Oh. Yeah, just up. Go on then, off you go in the house. Rather sarcastic. I said to her,
Oh, you're still alive then? You have to say, well, you haven't rang me because I thought it was about time I rang you.
What'd she say?
Yes, she said, we're going out to a dinner party tonight. Oh, God, here we are.
Three children,
you know.
It's better every day.
Mm. Oh, well, I'm pleased about that. I'm just waiting for the wedding bells. I said to Rob, I said, well, they can't get anyone to witness it. I said, we'll be there. He said, you're part of the responsible. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you're the one who kept saying, go for it, go for it. He said, if it don't work, he said, so he's only got you to blame. I don't think we've got anything on Saturday night. Sunday night we've got Graham and Janet from Dursingham coming over for lunch. Mum says, why do you invite them? I said, you know, it's that sort of time of year when you sort of have all sorts of people there.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's so pathetic. When I said to her, you're going to come over for lunch. I mean, we have them over every year, sort of Christmas time. Although we never get invited
it's
back.
It's so fast, darling.
We never get invited back, you know, I think they haven't disinfected.
We will have you around here. We think we're having a party, like a leaving party.
Rob said, you know what, we won't get to this year. One of Sally's Christmas party. Really brilliant.
I think we will have one. We toyed with the idea of having one on the 21st of this month. But if we do... But now that we've got someone interested in the house, I don't think we will. I think we'll wait.
Wait till New Year, when everyone's finished party.
Yeah. Might have a game going.
Make it an engagement party, Sally. Woo! Come on, getting right excited about
Charlotte
this.
Charlotte and Joseph. Can you remember Charlotte and Joseph? That's Will, Charlotte. Yeah? Yeah, they're close.
Yeah, we got them coming over on Sunday, and she said, oh, don't do anything special, she said, just do some sandwiches. You invite them over for Sunday lunch, because she's a vegetarian, except for she eats chicken. How the devil do you get a vegetarian who eats chicken? I said to Rob, I said, it's just an excuse to have chicken every Sunday for lunch so they can save some money, you know.
Yeah,
so I've decided I'm going to do something called Sunshine Chicken, which is just chicken. Chicken casserole, a bit different. She doesn't drink alcohol, so I can't do anything in wine. So I'm doing that. I'm doing four portions of chicken for that because the daughter eats chicken. And I'm doing a sausage meatloaf with bacon and bits and pieces. Jack of potatoes.
What, instead of just doing sausage? That's a good idea.
Yeah. What else am I doing?
Oh, cool dude.
Vegetable curry I'm doing. And there's something else in the savoury line. There's four things in the savoury. Something that went with salad, so what was that?
We're going to a party on Saturday night. It's my friend's birthday. So let's see if I can get an invite.
Oh God.
Over at Rockton Farm. You can go back to this time.
Yeah, just let me make sure I can get a babysitter. It just depends what Mum and Dad are up to. I know they should have been out Friday night.
Is your Mum Mrs. E?
No, B.
Because there was a Mrs. E Brooks, 160 quid on the Kingsley Lottery.
Okay. I won a bottle of wine like yesterday.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
The children had a craft stall and a cake stall to raise money for the Christmas party and Father Christmas so it doesn't have to come out of council fund. And Jane presented me with a bottle of wine this morning when she took bottle of sherry.
Sherry
Yeah. Crop as well, you know, I mean, we're way here. I got quite into port though. I finished that bottle of port by Tuesday night.
We drink port brandy.
I'd gone off of it until we opened that one on Sunday when you came over. And I finished it by Tuesday night. I was getting quite hooked on it.
Yeah,
I thought this is no good. Well, was Playbus good today?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who was on it today? What was today? Thursday.
Was it the Wybird?
And Patch stopped today, was it?
Was it?
Was it the Patch stop?
Speak properly. Panny head.
She's going to a stage to talk about Katie. Katie's going to a stage of it's all sort of pathetic. Oh yes, hello Joseph. And And she said, Daddy.
Daddy.
Pardon?
Daddy.
You go, Daddy.
I thought Hannah's got a black uniform.
No, it's shorts. Collots.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I can't get in touch with her. I don't have a phone number or her address.
you.
I've been invited down to his sister's Christmas Eve. She lives somewhere in Spalding. They've got this brilliant pub down there called the Packer Shed. Christmas Eve. And then over to his mum and dad's for Christmas Day. I will want to stay here.
Oh, well, they're very organised Christmas Day, they'll get on with it. Christ is the first bit of peace and quiet. It's amazing what sweets will do.
Yeah.
You cheeky little monkey. Oh, what do you mean here? He's got a black eye. Yeah, he dropped it. He was slowly putting things up on the kitchen table and dropped it. Luckily, it just caught the bottom of his eye.
I'm offered a job,
Jill.
Who by? You won't believe it.
Not Bernie.
Oh no.
Did they ever come back to you?
No. Ian said to come back.
I thought of him on the way here. I saw loads of for sale signs, but I didn't see any Ian Rebel ones.
Oh.
This part of the conversation has been wiped off. It will continue in a few minutes.
Can we just keep the noise down for 5 seconds and just take the noise and just split the conversation?
Me!
You want some toast? I'll make you some toast. So what's your clock? What, my love? Pardon? Right, Joseph, do you want some toast? You think you're just going to chase Charlotte back the room, do you? What's that on Sesame Street? Let's see where we are in this tape.
Mind you, I can't talk. I looked in the mirror a couple of weeks ago, my eyes, I mean, admittedly, I've had a rough time with these. And my eyes under here were black.
Mine are most of the time.
I thought, God, I've got to do something. I looked in the mirror and I thought, Jill, this is disgusting. Yeah,
it's
really
horrible,
is. I went out and I've had my hair permed again, but you can't tell, so I just put a brush on it. And I went up to my mum's and she got a load of Clinique makeup. And she said, if there's anything in that bag you want, so you better have it. So I went through it.
Thank
you. The kids destroyed all mine, they put it all in the bath. And I mean, lipstick at £10 a time away, it was £7 a time. So I went through and Mary had a rummage through and she got this moisture surge. I thought, oh, what's this? And it says for removing lines. I thought, right, I'll be back with this. So
So I've been putting it under there and round here and everywhere. And I went over to Dick and Sue's on Saturday and she said, do you know what, she said, you look really good. I thought, oh, I wouldn't know what it is.
What's it called?
It's Moisture Surge and it's by Clinique.
Oh,
well, I don't know, this was just a sample pot. But it was one that she, if you buy, sometimes during the year, if you buy makeup, you get a free gift thing. And it was in one of those.
Oh,
I've done
that here. Quick.
And she said, my eyes really sparkled. She said, it's the first time I've seen them sparkle for a long while. So I'm right chuffed about that. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty. Charlotte and Benjamin found their Christmas presents the other day.
Did they?
Yep.
I was
in the loo and they went into the office and I could hear this rummaging of paper and I thought they got a club book. I'm thinking, and when I come out, they got both of them out of the boxes.
No.
Ben had got a Mr. Luke's or something garage thing.
And so he saw as well.
Yeah. And I brought her a Mr. someone or other fly bus. And when I come out the loo, he was playing with the bus going, whee! He was having a great time with that. So I said to her, I said, that's for Charlotte. No, I don't like it. I want the house, meaning the garage. So I've gone out now and brought her a circus. Because when Ben went to nursery this morning, he wanted the box out of the office. So I said, no, you're not. I said, Father Christmas is going to come and collect that. I said, he's going to wrap it. And I said, he's going to come and deliver it. No. Oh, God, so I'm going to have to get them out of the house.
Well, we've had all this trauma about, you know, because I said to Sam, I said, where do you want to be for Christmas? He said, well, we don't see that much of Daddy or Nan and Grandad. And Nan and Grandad said they would be doing it on Christmas Day if we were to stay here. And Rachel and Stephen wouldn't come up if we were to stay here on Christmas Day. Simon gave him a fit. He said, I know, I can see that. You have a really good time. Like, bottles everywhere and all the plates everywhere. The kids were running around. So I quickly got them done. And I said, did you bring the check round? And he said, no, I forgot about it, sorry. No, I completely forgot about it, sorry. I'll bring it over later, didn't we? I mean, he posted it through online.
Well, he's the one who's done it. And what he doesn't like about it is that you're not running back to him saying, oh, Simon, come back to me, I need you.
It's three women at the time. Gwyn, my supposed friend, is fixing him up.
Looking at the next day distribution centre then, are we?
Wait.
Actually, this is getting quite frightening, this AIDS luck.
AIDS, yeah.
I mean, Rob was saying he watched a documentary on it the other night, and he said even by kissing someone now, and if you go into a cafe and they haven't, it's now been connected to saliva. It's by kissing someone you can
make it.
No?
Ooh.
No. And they said it's getting quite serious now. Because apparently how all this came up was there's four cases where the people have lived an absolutely normal, pure life.
Yeah.
And the only thing that they've done is either kiss somebody at Christmas or whatever, you know, or drank out of someone's dirty cup. And that's the only thing they can put it down to. That's quite frightening when it gets to things like that.
I'm sorry, here.
What, my love? No, you don't want that. But you'll make a lovely crate in here. We're going to stay out at a hotel on the 19th of December.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second, honey, we're wrong. Yeah, we're going to Horsham for the Christmas party. The work Christmas party. And the hotel where Rob stopped at last time when he was down in Horsham, that's where the Christmas party's been held this year. So whilst he was there, he booked up a double room for the night. So, because the woman at the hotel said, actually, he's got a double room this time, not a single.
Ah, yeah.
So, because he said, yes, I'm bringing my wife, she said, yeah, she said, how many times have I heard that?
Oh,
it'll be really embarrassing. So, we're going to stop over the night and come home Friday morning. The mum and dad are staying the night.
Stay the night at yours?
Yeah. Get the kids organised. And that's Ben's last day at nursery, so.
He's 20, and you'd think he was 30 plus.
Oh, I might come in. Next time we do this.
Charlotte.
What do you want?
With.
Yes, with what?
A bed.
Where's the top to the...
He's got it.
He's got it, has he?
What do you want on it?
Butter.
Get down there so I can do it.
Well, you'd have thought it was going to snow a couple of weeks ago.
Do you want some bread and butter and jam, Charlotte?
Yeah.
Please.
Please.
See, food and I are great friends.
Actually, I'll give them paper plates, don't I?
Yeah.
Move out of the way, then.
Paper,
yes. Oh, what's the time, sir?
Paper.
11 o'clock.
Oh, God.
Why have you got
to go? Because Ben will be home at 11:30, and then he'll go home on it. Yeah, Sally's been doing the cake in the car. Alright? Yes, as I was saying, we had, Ross said it was going to snow. We had roast dinner.
Charlotte, don't aggravate him.
We had roast lunch. And I washed up by 2 o'clock. And that's the first time since we've been married that I've been able to actually cook lunch and dinner. Washed up by 2 o'clock.
Was that on Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, this Sunday we left all washing up. That was Dawn left at 8:30. We were both by 8:45 and I came down this one.
I like some of mine.
You don't want jam on your arm?
I like it.
You do want jam or not?
No, I want some butter.
You just want butter?
Yes, Mum.
Here's yours then. Sit up.
Oh. So you've got to stay sober on New Year's Day then? You've got to travel down there on the 2nd.
No, I've got to go to King's Lynn on the 2nd.
Oh, King's Lynn. Oh, I've got to rest.
I knew this.
I get this every tea time.
Try it on one and see if you like it. Yeah?
I'm going through a stage where I'm cooking them lunch and then I just have a...
Is he alright like that one?
Yeah. Put it there and he'll finger it. He'll have it. Hurry up. Then hurry up and eat it because we've got to go. And they have sandwiches or something for tea. And you give one something, they say, no, I don't want it. And then when the other one is, like,
can I
have
that? You're dipping your finger in it?
Yeah. Graham and Janet's little boy's got a murmur, a heart murmur.
And what have they said about that?
They're not doing anything about it.
No, they probably
weren't
that house.
I mean, he's been for all tests and God knows what else. What are
fish.
They?
What's that called?
Charlotte. She's a girl, not a bat. Told you, where did you go this afternoon? Hello. The original slug. He is, I call it a slug.
Look, Charlotte can't do anything without being messy. The other morning, I went to school to pick Ben up and I put her in the car and she was lovely and clean and I give her a biscuit. By the time we got there, it's only a plain biscuit, but it all dried all the way around it.
Yesterday morning, that was all over his face. All over his jumper, all around his face, all around his hair. You're a slob, S-L-O-B slob. Should I go get Hattie? Yeah.
I've got to sit on here.
That's right, you sit on there and I'll get these kiddies together. No, Joseph. Right, you're going to hurry up and eat that because we've got to go, sweetheart. Where's the baby gone? Oh, he's here. Right, let me go and put Joseph in the car. You sit, yeah, you sit still for a minute and eat. Baby in the car, and I'll be back for you in a minute. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sit there and eat that.
I'll pick all time.
Right, bye bye then, sweetheart.
Bye bye. Say bye bye.
Bye bye, darling.
Bye bye.
So, I haven't quite woke up. Will's now going to show off for you. Right, we'll see you soon. Yes, well, I thought I'd just nip in. Let you know I'm still alive.
Yes.
Talk to you later. Just through the door. Right, off we go. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Right, then we've got to hurry up and get home. We're late. So, what's new, Mummy? Right, let's go and get Benjamin, shall we? One for you. Oh, hang on. This is a chocolate one. That one's for you. That one's for you. Right. Off we go. Was that nice thing, Sam?